You ready to start our Bible study up on tonight? And we're going to ask you to turn your Bibles to Philippians 4, chapter 4. And we're going to read on down 6 to the 9th verse of Philippians chapter 4, 6 through 9. You have it, let us know by saying amen. Thank you, Lord. We want to talk about tonight being careful for nothing. Being careful for nothing. Amen? Okay. Verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. So we want to just kind of elaborate on these verses right here that we just read. Being careful for nothing. And as we continue to read and through here, we'll see what the Lord is saying to us. Okay, the word careful means to be cautious, to be heedful, to be alert, to be watchful, to be diligent and attentive. That's what careful means. You're cautious. You know, it's like if you was just going to go down some steps, you wouldn't just go down the steps just not really paying attention what you was doing. And the older you get, you're going to be even more careful how you ponder going down those steps, because you don't, you're going to fall down them steps. So just being careful, just like you would turn on your hot water in your sink, turn on the cold water and the hot water. And if you know, the temperatures are different degrees in our sink, because some temperatures water can be extremely hot. And I think if it's extremely hot, somebody may need to turn down the water on your hot water tank, so you won't burn yourself, because you can be too extreme hot. When I was over at my sister's house last week, I turned on her water. I said, "Ooh, this water is really hot. It's almost scalding. You know, just might need to turn that down." Or you know, so you, in other words, whether it's extremely hot or if it's just hot or if it's cold, you know that. That if you stick, you're going to be more cautious when you turn on the hot water, because you know the hot water is hot and the cold water is cold. So that's not just going to stick your hand under something that's hot unless you're testing it. So just being cautious. So that's just like when anything else, being cautious. The Lord tells us to be careful for nothing. It said, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. In other words, he said, being careful for nothing. He's talking about in everything. In other words, being careful as we continue to read on down, we understand what is being said to us. We have to even be careful the way we think. Amen. What goes through our mind? Because I think sometimes we forget. We just think thoughts that come through our mind, that goes through our mind, is okay. Every thought that goes through your mind is not okay. Amen. Because a thought, you keep thinking about something, you think about something that's negative or think about something that's pretty bad, after a while it's going to have you discouraged and depressed. Amen. So you should have what you say, you should have what you think. So sometimes we have to be careful what goes through our mind, because the devil is a liar. He's going to constantly bring all kind of thoughts to your mind, amen. And it's the thoughts that he brings to our mind is going to be opposite for what the Lord has said. The Lord may say, by my stripes you are healed. The Lord say, this and that and other, I'm going to supply all your need. And whatever situation, it can look just really bad. And if you don't watch it, you'll begin to think and meditate upon that, and then you will find yourself depressed and discouraged. Amen. Amen. So the Lord is telling us, be careful for nothing. In other words, be careful. Nothing means for anything. I mean, just be careful about anything. Amen. We don't have to walk around here with anxiety and worried and about everything, little thing happen. But just be careful. Be alert. Be cautious. You know, watch your surroundings. Watch. You know, the enemy that fights against your mind. Watch the thoughts that go through your head. We all have to guard our hearts, because the devil is on attack all the time. Amen. He like to take advantage of us, and we don't know what the words say. We don't read our word. We don't get in our word. We don't understand what the words say. That he takes advantage of you. He can take advantage of you when you don't know what the word say. You don't know what the word is saying. If you read it, and you don't read it, and then if you read it, if you don't understand it. Amen. The Bible said, "Without your getting, get an understanding." So if we don't read the word, he take advantage of it. If you don't understand what it says, it take advantage. He take advantage of you. But when you know what the word says and you understand what the word say, and he brings something opposite your way and opposite my way, we are supposed to withstand against whatever he's saying, and say with your mouth and believe with your heart what God is saying. Amen. So the Lord is telling us to be careful for nothing. And it said, but in everything by prayer and supplication or request, make your request known unto the Lord. In other words, the Lord is saying, be anxious for nothing. Be carefree. In other words, don't worry about things. We all are, tempted to worry. I am, and you are too. We're tempted to worry and be distressed about anything. Amen. But the Lord is telling us to be careful for nothing. Just be careful, because if you don't, you will find yourself in a lot of trouble if you don't be careful. Watch your thoughts. Watch, the things that come through your mind. See if they lining up with God's word. See if they have God of this, the devil. Because the devil will throw worry and anxiety on you and me just like that if you don't know how to guard your heart, and if you don't know what the words say, he'll take advantage of you. Amen. Even if you got shortcomings in your life and you have blunders, we all have shortcomings and blunders. Some things nobody knows but ourselves and the Lord and the devil. Amen. We make mistakes or whatever. We do different things. And if we don't watch it, the devil will tell you God is finished with you. God don't love you. And if you don't know what the word says, you'll buy that. Amen. And then you be in trouble. Amen. But it say be careful for nothing, but in everything. Can somebody say everything? Not in some things, but everything. In everything, by prayer and supplication. In other words, by prayer, communicating with God, and supplication is making your request known unto God. Supplicating, saying, Lord, I need your help with this. Or Lord, making requests, a petition unto the Lord, asking the Lord to help you fix this situation, show you, give you wisdom how to go through it or whatever. With prayer and supplication. Prayer, some people use prayer as just a list of to-do list. Lord, I need you to do this. Lord, I need you to do that. Lord, I need you to do that. Lord, I need you to do that. And they never get down and start worshiping the Lord. Lord, I thank you for what you've already done. I thank you for what you're doing. I thank you for yet what you're going to do. And then make your request known unto God. Supplication with thanksgiving. That's what I just got through saying, praising God with thanksgiving. Amen. Let your request be known unto God. And verse 7 said, if you do it that way, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. You can be going through some tragic situation or something that is just impossible or something that will overwhelm you that can really put you out. But when you make your request known unto God, when you cast your cares upon the Lord, in other words, you tell the Lord about everything that concerns you, making your petitions known unto the Lord, God said, in other words, when you do that and you give it to the Lord, God said, I'll bring peace over you that passes all of your understanding. The peace I put on you, you won't even understand how you can have peace in that situation, but you find yourself having peace when normally you could be in the uproar or disturbed. Amen? So it's saying the peace of God that passes all our understanding. The peace of God, we can't comprehend God's peace. His peace can be is so great. We can be overwhelmed. We can be all out within our mind, not knowing what to do. This is struck. But the peace of God that passes all our understanding is said it will keep your heart and it will keep your mind. Amen. He'll stabilize your mind. Now in verse 8 it says, Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. And Lord saying, these are the things that for you and I to think upon that will keep you in peace. He said, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true. God wants us to think on these things that are true. They have truth to them. In other words, they're not something some may believe or I think so. And that's why a lot of people get messed up. They think so. They don't even know how the situation is. And the devil can tell you a lie, tell you something. It's not even like that. But he said, think on these things that are true. Things that you actually know for a fact. Not things that I hope so, I think so, I thought so. Things that actually that you know is a fact. Like you look at these chairs and you say these chairs, some people might say light beige, but these are not black chairs. We're looking at this chair, these chairs are this color. I see it and I know it's a fact. You got a blue jean jacket on, that's what it is, a blue jean jacket. I know that's a blue jean jacket. You know that's not it's not another type of jacket, it's a blue jean jacket. Something you just have to know and think on these things that you know there are facts. In other words, because the Bible says, let your yea be yea and your nay be nay. Anything other than these are evil. That's why we got to watch our conversation, because people can think you can mean well. People think you're telling a bunch of lies. Because you don't, it's the way you present it. Amen. If it's black, it's black. Don't say it's blue, it's yellow. It's black, it's black. Amen. So it's saying, and the peace of God which passes all understanding should keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Family, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatever things are honest and they're real, the honest is genuine, there's nothing fake about it. Whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just or righteous, whatsoever things are pure, uncontaminated, unadulterated, unpolluted, clear, fresh, healthy, and uninfected. Those things are straight, are real. Amen. You ain't got to add no half truth to half lie. It's true. It is what it is. In other words, you're keeping all that pure in your heart, keeping pureness in your heart. You ain't dealing off to the left or to the right. I think so. Your yea should be yea, and your nay should be nay. Anything other than that is evil. Amen? And you get yourself into a whole lot of trouble. And people won't believe a thing you say because they feel like you never can tell the truth. So whatever things are pure, pure means uncontaminated. I can say this, somebody say, what color blouse you have on? If I say, well, it's blue, I think it's green, and I got a black blouse on, I can just speak pure. It's true. I got black on. Amen? Maybe not the best example, but that's what I'm using. But if think on these things. In other words, he lets you know, if you stay in this category to whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, and say whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report. If you now all this good stuff right here, it said if there be any virtue, there be any praise, think on these things. Meditate upon the good things. That's really what it's saying. Meditate upon all this other stuff. Is just take you down and take me down. And in getting through here pretty quick, look like in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and verse 7 through 9. Let's see, 5 and 7 through 9. And it speaks about casting all your care upon him, upon who? The Lord. Casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. And I know we all need some help with that sometime. Sometimes we cast our care. When you speak about casting something, that means you are throwing it out as quick as it comes. You're pitching it, you're tossing it, you're throwing it with force. You're not letting it linger. A lot of us, and including myself sometimes, we don't watch it. We start meditating and stewing over negative things and problems and situations. We just, you know, just live with it day and night. You know, wake up with it, go to bed with it, think about it all day long. We just let it stick with us. When you casting some away, that means she's like, okay, I'm not gonna worry about that. I'm throwing that. I'm giving that to the Lord. Talk to the Lord about it. And devil bring it back again. He will bring it back. I'm giving it to the Lord again. You got to keep. That's fighting. You're fighting a good fight of faith. You got to keep putting it out when the devil keep bringing it back. So it's like it said, casting all your concerns, all your care. Care would be all your concerns, all of your concerns or interests or your desires or whatever your needs, you casting all these things upon the Lord. Somebody said, why cast them upon the Lord? But the Lord has not did anything about it yet. In other words, let's say you haven't seen no manifestation because God has already done it by faith. And me and you, we have to learn that. Because we go off what we see. We don't go off what we cannot see. God's already made the way. But we say, well, why come I don't see it? Well, we have to wait for the manifestation. But he's already made the way. What are we doing while we're waiting on the Lord? Are we sitting meditating, moping over our problems, trying to figure out? Or are we talking to the Lord? Keep my head up above the water, Lord. Keep me encouraged. Help me to pray. Praise. Are we praising God? Are we saying, Lord, strengthen my faith? Are we talking to the Lord? Are we looking down at our problems? Are we moping along with the problem? Amen. So this is what we have to do. We have to shake it off. In other words, cast it off. Amen. Fight, and if you can't open your mouth, God will still do it for you, because he knows in your heart. If you can't open your mouth because maybe I'm so sick, Lord, I can't talk, I can't speak, or whatever, you still in your mind cast it off. Amen. Throw that out your mind. Amen. The Lord did some great things for me not long ago, and it was him. He used different methods, but he was still him. God had did some great things for me. I had some great need. I wouldn't even think about bringing this up on tonight, but the Lord, you know, sometimes we don't know how God is going to do it, and God, he'll do it. He got different methods. We don't have to tell every method the way God do it, but it's still God behind it. Because being even in ministry like I am, trying to preach to people and everything, I tell the Lord, I can't do this right here. It's a handful right here, and be burdened down and worry about things that I need taken care of, especially when they're urgent. And God has miraculously done it. Now, you know, because when God does something, he does it and he get it done. No matter what kind of method he use, he get it done. Because, you know, I can't have that heavy upon me and trying to do that. That's too much. The Lord, not long ago, he paid almost a $400 bill off for me. Amen. And then not too long ago, again, God, some of you probably didn't know, but you probably knew, my car was not really, it could stall any time. I didn't say a whole lot about it. Just kept coming here preaching. I mentioned it here and there, but the lights started going off again. And it was almost another $300 God got that fixed for me. And Lord, let me know, I did that. He said, I put the money there where it was available to get it done. I used this person, I used that person. I did it. Because if he didn't do it, that would have been a burden upon me. I just told the Lord right away, I said, Lord, I don't know what to do with all this. And I don't have money that I can pay and give it back. And I'm not going to even worry about this. It's like, I got to get in my car to go. I get in my car to go, unless you're going to have somebody pick me up, take me everywhere I go. I got to go, got to get going. The Lord took care of that. Maybe not the way that I would think he would take care of, but he took, Lord, let me know, it was still me. I don't care what form it came in, it was me. And I thank him for it. So, you can't preach to people, teach to people things that you don't do, because you won't be effective at it. But if you actually cast in your care, and God has helped you to cast your care through prayer. Now, if it wasn't God helping me through prayer, I would be overwhelmed by the circumstance. And sometimes you pray once, you might have to go pray again if your faith is not there to believe God. You got to grasp a hold. When you pray, you got to grasp a hold that he's going to do it. You know, I was sometimes I try to add my bills up. I don't get very much. A small income once a month. Don't get messed up very much at all with the little 3 days I'm out there. That's not it. They call it training. They don't even call it a job. I don't get much there. I don't get much. I don't have much income to work with. But I still make sure that I pay my tithes. I don't care if I have something else. I pay my tithes and the offering. And God, he looks at all that. Today I was like, Lord, I haven't even got the money yet. And it's all gone. How am I going to? So I said to myself, I know, why do I take what I didn't have, was all gone, I never put my hands on it, and I'm still going to pay my tithes out of the other small check that I get. I did that ahead of time before I even get it. You know, and the Lord seen all that. And I learned to pay whatever bills that I can pay and call the rest of them and let them know when I could do those if I have to do that. But I had called the gas company today. No, kind of getting off. I'm still talking about Cash Your Cares. Called the gas company today because I had a double up bill because I had been on the budget. But when the lady got through talking to me, she said, "That's a budget bill, and this is the total bill down here." She said, "So will you pay that?" She said, "You done for this month with that?" And she said, "And do you wait till the next bill comes, see how much that is, because we're not using our furnace right now." And so I was still, you know, paying the budget bill. You pay it all year round. And she said, "Well, you see how much that bill would be, then you can get back on budget. You would be better off just coming off of it right now. It was a smaller amount, too." We conclude. I said, "Well, thank you, Lord." Amen. God just make ways out of no way when you, you know, because I was adding the bills day. I said, "Oh, it's already gone. My check already gone. I ain't even got it yet." I said, "I ain't got nothing." Then after the Lord, you know, I get my Monday check. It's not that much. I said, "Well, okay, everything I didn't pay out of that, the small, try to get it out of there." And I was just by faith, make sure I write down my tithe, make sure I write down my offering, doing all that. And God turned around and did that for me with that gas bill. So God works in miraculous ways, wonders to perform. We never know how He's going to work it out. We just got to believe. And I don't know. I wasn't even planning to say, tell that, but God just brought it to me. God said it was me. Because sometimes you think, well, you know, this person helped me or it came this way. God said, "I don't care what form, it was me." Amen. You don't have that up on you. Amen. So I thank God for that. Amen. Somebody give Him the praise. So maybe they encourage somebody and strengthen their faith. But casting all your cares is going back to casting all your care on Him, for He cared for you. In other words, you casting all your concerns, all your anxieties, all your worries. And sometimes you have to keep on going back to the Lord to, and not so much that He can't hear. His ears are not heavy where He can't hear. But sometimes our faith is not actually there to touch, to believe God. So you have to go back to Him for your own benefit. You know, I had a situation out there in community. I was telling the Lord, just be real with God. Not be unreal. Just be real. I don't know no other way to be with God. And it has always worked for me. About 35 years, it's always worked for me being real. Always worked for me. God's been great in my life because I am real. Amen. And I was talking to the Lord about this incident. I don't care how ugly an incident is. I don't care how bad it is. You still can talk to the Lord about it. Because you see the devil trying to fight you, something, keep talking to the Lord about it till He fix it. I was talking to the Lord. I said, "Lord, this one individual out there," I said, "Lord, they really haven't really did anything to me." I said, "But I just don't like being around them." And not really did nothing intentionally to me. I said, "I just don't like to be around that spirit around me." I said, it makes me not even want to be, almost not be real having a great desire to even go. And when I get like that, I'm really going to keep praying because I don't want to be have to go somewhere that I don't really want to go because somebody or so. It's not like I don't like the people. No, I get along with pretty much everybody. But some people just got the spirit on them. They don't even realize they self. That's a devil spirit on them, a vague spirit. I tell you, old foul people, when their minds is gone by in another direction, they hear, their body's here, but their minds is like an old vague. Okay, I just can't explain the old vague spirit that you just don't feel comfortable around. And I was telling the Lord about that. And I said, "Lord, help me." I said, maybe I'm not looking at the situation right. Maybe it's just, you know, sometimes, if you can look, some people you can just like, I don't like to be around them. I don't want to be around them. It's just like you don't feel comfortable around them. So you can set that in your mind, and that's the way it is. So I started praying, I said, "Lord, help me." Because I said, you know, maybe, you know, I'm looking at them wrong or understanding them wrong. I said, "But I really need your help." I said, I'm really not liking what I feel around them. I said, "So if you need to change me, change me. You need to change them, however you need to do." I said, "Because I don't know how much longer I can be around that. You know, I just don't like that close up on me all day long. I don't like that because I'm kind of a liberal person and I'm, you know, pretty much talk with people. There's liberty among me. I'm not bound. I'm not bound in my mind. So I don't want to sit that close with somebody that their mind is gone and they have their spirit. I don't like that around me. And I just tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I just don't like it. But I thank the Lord. You can tell the Lord about anything. When I went in there, I think the other day, I was almost shocked. That person seemed like they come out until they was clothed more in their right mind. And they started talking to me and stuff like that. I said to myself, oh, my God, thank you, Jesus. Because I said, Lord, please do something, Lord. I said, I don't dislike the person. I said, but they can't help it if their mind is not really, they're not really there. There's something going on. I just don't like that on me, sitting next to me all day long. I don't like that. So if I find myself get up and gone from that desk a lot of times, I'd be gone and I'd be come back a little. I said, Lord, I don't want to do that either, so help me. But they asked me, the individual say, well, how was church the weekend? I thought to myself, the same person? Clothes in the right mind. I said, I talk back to him. Amen. I don't want to sit beside a stone that can't move, and I got to sit there all day, and I feel like something's around me. I can't move. After they asked me, how was church? And they're talking. I said, thank you, Jesus. You sure answer prayers, Lord. You know, that's for them having something to say that Lord made them come back to reality. Amen. And I thank God for that. So that was a concern and care. I mean, you can pray up to the Lord about anything that really is ailing you, that's really troubling you, that seems like it's hard for you to get to. Keep praying about it till you see a breakthrough. God would do it. Casting all your cares upon him, because he cared for you. God wants all of your concerns. He wants all my concerns. He wants everything that we're concerned about and worried about. And he's concerned about us. He's a good father. He's concerned about you. He's concerned about me. If you don't feel good, he's concerned about that. Whatever, you need money, whatever. God is concerned. Amen. It may not come when you want it, but he will be on time. God is concerned about your welfare and my welfare. Amen. God's concerned. He's a good father. I can't hear get no help out here. God is a good father. Amen. And if you let go of your cares, you'll find out how good he is. Amen. You cast them on him, and the devil say, well, he ain't did it yet, and he wants you to pick up worry again. You gotta say, Lord, don't help me not to worry. I prayed that prayer many times. Lord, help me not to worry about this. You know, even while adding my bills up there, I said, Lord, don't let this be a long, drawn out thing. Because it looks like when you don't hardly have no money, it's longer than you when you got money. So you have money, just write this down. Y'all right. You ain't got no money. You stirred and it's strong and find out who am I going to pay, who I can't pay, and oh, Lord, and take more time. But you got about $100, take you about 4 or 5 hours and find out who you're going to get $100 to. Some people might not even, y'all know what I'm saying? You give them a penny today. Give them 10 cents today. Give them no, this and that. Oh, no, that's due. See, I've been there too, see. You know, God bless you if you don't have to stew like that. But you get almost, that's why I said, Lord, I said, I got to go in here and do this. Don't let me spend too much time with that. So you have to pray over your stuff. Lord, this, let me do what I've done. I've been, got some other things. I'm going to get my vanity buzz. Ben had the vanity buzz. That's getting the man paid to get them installed. I said, Lord, this stuff come out. And the Lord let me know. He said, didn't I pay this big bill over here? Didn't I pay it? I said, oh, yeah. I know you did. And they lay way less than that. But it's like every time I want to get them installed, something else come up. Amen. Y'all know what I'm talking about. But the cast, I said, and they were, I spoke it out. I said, it won't be long. They're going to be up to my new set of vanity bugs, because I need that taken care of. And I said, Lord, I just thank you how you've been winding stuff up. So I believe the Lord, he, you know, won't allow me to share that to encourage somebody. It said, casting all your care upon him, for he cared for you. And the Lord's telling us, say, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion. He didn't say he was a roaring lion, but he's acting like a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. The Lord is saying, be sober. Only way you can really stay sober, and sober means to be clear-minded. When you are worried and stressed out, your mind is not sober. When you letting God help you, in spite of your situation, you can keep a clear head. Be serious-minded. Be vigilant. It's a time and place for all things. It's a time to go here and go there. It's a time to treat yourself, and it's a time to get somewhere and get a hold of the Lord. Amen. When I really need some breakthroughs, you won't catch me out running here and there doing this. I'm up here seeking the Lord, asking the Lord to help me, looking for the Lord to hear me. You got to look for the Lord too. You can't ask the Lord to help you and you over here and then you ain't praying, you ain't reading the word, you ain't talking to him. You ask the Lord to help you while you're doing all that. You ask the Lord to help you. You need to be still and looking for him and listening for him to come and help you with that situation. Amen. You got to be looking for the Lord. Looking for him. In other words, like I'm standing up on this tower looking for the Lord. I've asked the Lord about things. I'll tell you something else. I've been planning to share all these experiences. When I was out getting some work done on my car before I even went out there, the devil tried to want me to feel, say, "You ain't you embarrassed? You could go out here to get your car works done on it." That's the same place you went and test drive that other car. And I know you're going to run into that man. The devil got to talk before I get out there. And I said, "Lord, you're going to give me what to say. If I run into him, ask me anything, you're going to give me what to say." Oh, yeah. I think to myself, I'm going to get this car fixed while I still got this car. It got to be fixed. And I'm not going to worry about the other. You know, I talk back to the devil. I said, "Lord, and you give me what to say if I need to say anything." And I seen the man, if he was far off. And when he didn't see me, but I was going to the restroom, the devil said, "See, there he is. That's the devil." He said, "There he is." Because he's kind of happy-go-lucky. He's kind of, you can hear his voice way. He's kind of hype type person. And I see the devil said, "There he is." And the devil wanted me almost running to the restroom, but hurry up so he can't see you. I said, "I got to come out here. I'm going to sit in the break room where I got to sit." They sat there about 2 or 3 hours getting my car worked on. So when he came back, I said, "Hey, Andrew." His name, Andrew. I said, "I ain't forgot about you." He was smiling. He said, "Cause it was a Equinox in the place where they have them in the place. They're sitting right there in front of me." And I said, "I ain't forgot." I'm still believing God. I'm gonna get one of those. And he said, and the Lord used him. He said, "There's signs all over, ain't there?" He said, "These are signs." I said, "Yes, they are." I said, "I see them all the time." So I think you can't let the devil see you sweat. The devil, like, "Well, you know, here you go out here keep getting this car fixed and stuff. You ain't even got your car." And this other man, he was sitting up there talking to me. He was waiting on somebody, and he went there and just opened the door, and he just sitting in the car. And when these great get out, I said, "Got a lot of leg room, don't it?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, I'm gonna get one of those too." I still say, "I'm gonna get one on." He said, "Yeah, they got a lot of leg room." He said, "I have one." He had one at home. But he said he had been leasing his, and I guess his daughter had one. His daughter was going to get rid of hers, so he's just going to take hers and just give her a little bit for and send that one back, since he's paying $300-some a month. He said his daughter won't give him the hers she's going to get rid of. She said, but he said, "They are nice." I said, "Yep." And we and him just talked till he got ready to leave. And the Lord just made me come because I know God going to still do it. Amen. Amen. And he might not do it when you think he's going to do it, but he's going to do it. Amen. We just have to. God has appointed time for different things to take place in our life. There's some things that happen right now, and there's some things, there's appointed time. And we can't rush God with the appointed time. Just like if you design a mate, a husband or a wife, God might be doing a lot of development on you because he loves you, because that's a serious relationship getting married. It's more serious than people think it is to be able to stay married to somebody. God may be working or doing a work on you before that get accomplished. Amen? So you want to let him work. If you need a vehicle, like even myself, you need more than just a vehicle. You're going to need maintenance, newer license plate. You're going to be able to maintain that vehicle. There's a lot come with stuff we want right now. We're not always ready for stuff right now. Amen. We need to let God develop and work on us. Amen. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, who's your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. So we have to cast our cares upon the Lord. Yes, when you cast your care, I'm not going to lie to you, that same thing that you casting on, telling the Lord about, sometimes it'll spring back in your face, and you got to reach out and cast it again. And then you, if it gets too great, too bad, you need to really pray more and turn down your plate. Amen. And fasting. Amen. Casting all your cares upon him, for he cared for you. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist? God said, resist. He said, he said, resist him. Steadfast in the faith. In other words, be steady and steadfast. In other words, withstand the devil, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Amen. And then I'm just going to read this last verse in here, a couple of verses in here. It said, by the God of all grace, who have called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. So while we're going through all these things, God is developing your character, developing you, perfecting those things concerning you, letting everything that he don't want in you get burned out of you. And then all this stuff, he's strengthening you, and you'll be settled. You see, after you have suffered a while, he'll make you perfect. He'll perfect those things concerning you, and he'll establish you, and he'll strengthen you, and he will settle you. Amen? Being careful for nothing. Amen. In other words, God's saying, let us all, you know, be careful. When we have to, sometimes things happen and you don't understand what then happened. Or you don't understand what's going on. You know, it's all right to say, Lord, I really don't understand this. I really don't understand what's going on. I talk to the Lord about it because sometimes things happen that you just can't put your hand on. You don't even know what's going on. It's all right to say to the Lord, Lord, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Lord, I'm not understanding what's going on. Not that you're going to understand everything, but you ask God, Lord, help me to understand this. This is strange what's going on. I don't understand what's going on. Amen? And cast your cares on him. And this is what the Lord would have us all to do and continue to do. Because when you cast your cares and your concerns and your burdens and everything upon the Lord, that means you don't have it on you. I don't have it on me. But if we walk around distressed and worried and, you know, we can be concerned, but God don't want us to be worried. Of course, we have to be concerned about, you know, taking care of our business. You have to make arrangements. You have to do whatever you have to do. But he don't want us to be depressed where we got ulcers, we got headaches, we got all these things. We get to the point like that, that's too, you got cares upon you. You got heavy burdens upon you. And you need to be loose and set free. And I would be too if I let myself do that. Amen. That's why I was telling the Lord the other day, I was just saying to the Lord, I said, Lord, you know, there's so much going on in this world. I said, there's so much going on with this one, that one. And even sometimes, even I love my family members. I love my relatives and things. And I check on them from time to time. But sometimes, you don't want to get too involved because you carry the weight of other people's burdens on you. That's by you just knowing sometimes what's going on. And the devil will take that thing and worry you to death about them. I said, Lord, I want to be concerned, but I don't want to be worried about nobody. I'm learning with the help of the Lord. And I didn't arrive here overnight in this place. And I'm still learning. The more you walk with the Lord, the more you learn how to cast your care and burdens on the Lord, you just don't want pressure other people's burdens on you. You don't want it. You don't even want your own. You don't want to carry around because sometimes, the truth be told, you can't almost shake a lot of worry. Worry and stress is just, if you make a pattern of it, don't learn to keep it off of you, you'll just be almost like somebody addicted to worry and stresses and of other people's problems. And then 10 out of 10, they're not even worried about their problem like you are. Am I right? They're not worried about their trouble and problem like you are. And some people just want to tell you all their worries so you can carry the word. And they don't be worried about it. So I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I don't want to worry about nothing. I don't want to worry about nothing you don't want me to worry about. Because when you worry and get distracted and stuff like that, it's a distraction and hindrance. The devil uses it as a distraction and a hindrance to you. Amen. Because you can't even pray real good when you're worried and stressed out. You can't. You can't pray. You can't seek God. Somebody tell you seek God all day long. You're too depressed and too discouraged with whatever's on your mind to get that off. Amen. So we have to ask God to. The Lord's teaching us how to be careful for nothing. He's already told us the things that you can keep yourself from being depressed about. Thinking on these things. He said, think on those things that are good. Those things that are honest. Think on those things that uplifting things, not depressing things. And when things happen to us, we have that privilege. I tell the Lord sometimes, even my prayers, Lord, thank you for the privilege that you have given us to cast our cares upon you. Amen. You know, sometimes, you know, it's a lonely road. Sometimes I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, I have nobody but you. I have my sons. I said, but actually, I have nobody but you because I live here alone. I have nobody but you. And it can get lonely sometimes. Amen. And you get lonely sometimes just you all the time. But on the other end, I'm like this too. I don't want a whole house. I wouldn't want to trade it for a whole house full of chaos. Amen. You be so lonely till you get some people there. You can't get them out your house. I have peace. I'm not one to have 90 people around me. I like fellowship. I like around people, but I like breaks to myself. I don't live long enough to have breaks to myself. I ain't got to holler at nobody, chase nobody, no dogs, cats, children, or nothing. Amen. I don't have to go behind nobody, wiping up nothing behind them. I know where my stuff is. That's why when y'all come to my house, y'all see the way I am. Amen. I don't like nothing half. I wash my own dish. I want everything the way I want it. Amen. So we thank God for this. That's the end of our Bible class. Let's give the Lord a great big hand praise. We don't want to invite ourselves with self-invited problems and stresses and stuff. You know, sometimes we do that. Sometimes I did it. Sometimes I've gotten to bed late for whatever reason. It ain't since me because I got into bed late or I had a bad night or something. I get up the next morning, I'm all grouchy, mean to people and stuff. That's my problem. I should have gotten to bed. I talk to the Lord by myself too. I tell the Lord, I said, Lord, help me because that's something that I need to get together. I did that. Amen. So we thank the Lord again.